So it begins.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everybody. Really appreciate it. Glad to be here with you all.
True that.
We were just saying before we went live on Blog Talk Radio, This is a very important day in history. On this day, this is June 14th, correct?
It is that day.
This is National Pop Goes the Weasel Day. Yes, seriously.
No, I can't do the whole thing.
Yes, it is. It celebrates that nursery rhyme. And if any of you, I don't know what they're called, but when you were...
Jack in the Box.
Oh, God. When you were little... There's that thing that would play that tune, and then, like, the clown would jump out. I tell you, I do remember being terrorized by cousins, male cousins, that were a little bit older than me, and I hated that thing. And I never let my own kids have it either.
It is entertaining for 2 minutes, and then they never use it again, maybe, for months.
Yeah, and it's not that fun.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool. And then it's like, well, it's no longer cool.
So, welcome. Glad you're here with us.
Indeed.
Hope it's not super duper hot where you are. It's been early 90s here.
Which, it's June in Virginia.
We have to get ready.
We've seen hotter days. We've seen cooler days. That's life. That is life.
Yes.
All right. Well, Deb, I think you should lead off.
I do think I should,
talk about
too.
The cards that you all be using.
Those of you who are listening on Blog Talk Radio and are new, I'd like to mention to you, I'm only using an ordinary deck of playing cards. And those of you who are watching us live on Facebook, the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, many of you already know. I want to make sure everybody is aware of the distinction that this is not tarot that we're reading here. This is not oracle cards, angel cards, rebel cards, any of the other card systems that are out there. And personally, I think they are all very wonderful.
They have their own things.
They do. They really do. But I wanted everybody to know that this is personal prophecy, as my grandmother taught it to me back, well, she started in 1982. And it has become a life changer for a lot of us, a lot of us. So I look forward to giving you readings. Don't try to pay too much attention. Don't be distracted by the man behind the curtain here, Jimbo Baggins. Every time he comes into this little studio, he gets a case of the sneezes, the coughing, the stuffy nose.
Stuff that I don't have all day long.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All day long or all night. Nothing happens at night. Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, Jimbo Baggins
I'm allergic
is here.
To something here.
He's riding shotgun with me. And he is also your host there in the Facebook Live room.
I'm the bouncer that bounces out the troll bastards that come in there.
Yeah, we get a lot of...
And it seems like a lot of them come in while I'm doing something where I don't see them right away.
Yeah.
And then they inbox me, blah, 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 to a couple people.
So Facebook bookers, blah, blah. Be vigilant.
Blah, blah.
You see somebody, what is the thing they usually say, inbox me?
That's, a lot of times it's inbox me. I feel your love, I feel your light. I got messages. It's, you can tell it's crap.
Don't entertain them because they're on their way out.
Yeah, they're about to get suspended for an hour. I used to be able to ban them from the feed and the stream. But
I could have sworn I saw Luna say something. Just
so she's going to try to call in, and we also have Laura from Canada. I hadn't had a break, Deb.
Jill, good to see you. Is Jill international?
Oh, no. Yeah, she is. That's right. She's, I think it's somebody else. She is also from the UK.
Well, for you folks, it's late, and we honored that you are still up and watching us, listening to us.
Up and away.
Because if you have to work at the crack of dawn, I would think you'd be a little tired.
She's a Scot. She's in the land of Scot.
Oh, yes. Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
The land of the Scots.
Oh, where's the little magical machine for them to call into?
yes. Still in, I guess, Monday mode.
Yes. Here's the thing. For those of you that are out of the country.
Good thing we didn't ask for it.
I know, around the world. Normally, we have the Facebook portal sitting here. We have the second generation of these. And I tell you what, this thing is great for making roaming charge-free calls. Yeah, we can talk to anybody around the world. We've had people in Pakistan, Japan, oh my gosh, the UK.
But it's Facebook Messenger. You can do it on your phone.
Right.
This has better quality audio, better quality videos, all a lot better. I mean, a lot astronomically better.
So if we have any problems with you using the video.
Marie from England.
England. What you,
international.
You, yes. What do you call this? A British.
It is the British invasion.
And Scottish.
They are the UK.
Are they? I think.
I know the British.
I don't think Ireland is, though.
North and South are different.
Oh. Well, we certainly wouldn't want to offend.
Mm-mm.
No. And you know what? It's okay to be that way because here. Remember, we have North and South Dakota, North and South, what is it, Carolina.
Yeah.
We have Virginia and West Virginia. And none of those can be said mistakenly. Those from North Carolina are very, you know.
Virginia and West Virginia, they don't really have nothing to do with each other. They don't care about each other.
Well, they do when you're up there.
I mean, they don't care. They don't hate each other.
No, but there's all those preconceived ideas. Like people in Virginia often will go, oh, so-and-so's from West Virginia. Well, we know about those people.
They're a little bit more countryfied.
Mm-hmm.
That's just is a rule.
So, we're glad to have you. And I just want to remind everybody, whenever you get a reading, it's going to be illustrating to you the potential that your life holds. Now, of course, we all tend to think that potential is very small. You know, it's like this room I'm sitting in. No, guess what? It's way bigger than that. It's probably as big as the universe in so many, many cases. So,
something that can't be quantified for size.
It is.
The universe has no bounds, known boundaries.
Because if you had told me back in 1982 when I'm sitting there next to grandma's rocking chair learning how to do this, hey, you're going to end up in a place where there's flowers all year round and you're going to have an office and clients. And I would have laughed my butt off.
Buttocks.
My derriere off. Yeah. But it came to pass. And so many of the things I'll see in your readings, if they seem notable, I'll tell you if they're outside of the scope of what you're asking in your reading. Okay, your question. And I think that's all I have to say. Oh, I was saying, I know what I wanted to say. So don't think that because your cards are showing great abundance and success, happiness, all these things, that it's going to be right there knocking on your door in the morning. You know, this is showing you a glimpse of your potential as you follow your path into the future. Jimbo puts up a disclaimer where he says these readings are for informational and
entertainment purposes. And you can flip-flop the words around, doesn't matter. In other words, we're here to have a good time, get some insight and some info, but this isn't anything like, oh, I just have a tablet now with my future laid out that shall never change. I have my reading. So I can now decide all the things I should make the rest of my life. Decisions can be made tomorrow.
What's cool about this method
is
we're able to picture the path of your future, to project into that future. And if you just, what's there you don't particularly like, we have the most powerful tools of choice and change that enable us to alter that path, turn around, you know, do an about face and leave that path, or we can improve it. And I love that because it's like creating our own reality within the framework of the potential that we have. It's deep, I know, but trust me, a lot of what you'll hear in your readings are not that far from becoming reality for you. So Jimbo, take it away.
All right, well, we don't need to do that disclaimer thing. We had that talk, so let's just get right down to communications. That's how you get a reading. First priority is phone calls, and that is how you call into our show on the phone or Skype. You can Skype the numbers. We had Skype on Monday's show. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. You'll automatically hear some computer voices telling you you're going on hold, and you will go on hold, but you'll hear the show. We see all the numbers. You're not forgotten. You know, I keep track of the numbers, so they juggle them around, the jerkwad, so I keep track so I know who was first and who wasn't.
Yes.
When we get to you, because you're going to be on speakerphone, because it's cool. While you're waiting, you can just put on speakerphone, put your phone down, do stuff. When we get to you, though, if you can, legally and safe-wise, take yourself off a speakerphone, kill your Bluetooth, cease all multitasking, find a nice place to sit, make the communication great, make the background noises, bye-bye. And do what you can do if you're driving and, you know, safety-wise, you got to do what you got to do, speakerphone, but once in a while, it doesn't work out. We can't have the call. But we just play by ear. We work with you. But we prefer, if you can, to take precedence of speakerphone. Bluetooths are amazing. 9 out of 10 people I see, I think they're village idiots talking to themselves on Bluetooth, but you can't see the air.
They look crazy, don't they?
Yep. Oh, yeah. And you know what's funny is there are those crazy people walking around that are talking to themselves that don't have Bluetooth. So
it's hard to determine who's sane and who's not.
Used to, way back in the day, before all that technology, you assume they're insane. Now you have to assume that they're on Bluetooth. Except the ones you see are like arguing with themselves and fighting. It's like, yeah, I don't think he's on Bluetooth. Okay, method number two is Facebook Messenger. She talked a little bit about it already. Yeah, it has to be to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor show, and you must be friends. So if you're brand spanking new, you've never been here before, you got to get a friend request in.
Yes, and I can even check real quick.
Also, as far as Messenger goes, do not Messenger us until we actually tell you to do so. Because it doesn't have an automated hold system. It doesn't have any kind of a hold system.
No.
So if we're not, even if we're in between a reading, or we didn't ask for it, we're trying to finish some thought. We're going to have to say not now, and you'll have to call back later. And when all those things are I will talk to the folks who are viewing us on Facebook Live who can't do neither, and they can type their question when we ask.
So. Yeah, I have no friend requests. So I do have Facebook on. If you do decide to put in a friend request because you'd like to call in, I will happily grant your request.
You better let me know here.
Yeah.
If you're a Facebook Live viewer, which you have to be, I guess, if you're doing this.
Marie.
All right.
Hi, Marie.
I didn't notice
that. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, Marie. I didn't want you to think I forgot you.
Okay. And if we didn't, I'm sorry. I thought we got all our international folks. I think that's what maybe you're right. We don't want anybody to be forgotten, especially our international folks.
Those
kind of late night hours after midnight.
I just love how all of you speak that dialect. Or is it a dialogue?
Well, go ahead and insult them.
No, I'm saying I love it. It's enchanting. It's romantic. They say that English is spoken the most correctly by those of us who are in the Midwest of the United States.
As far as enunciation, the dictionary enunciation.
But it's not pretty. When any of you call and I hear your voices, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of in heaven. And one thing to mention here, I have read that if a person, like, say, us from America, we come over, if we start picking up the accent, it's supposed to mean we're very intelligent. That we pick up you know, a dialect.
I don't know which person put a rubber stamp on that. So that means intelligence. I guarantee that's what that means. maybe that means you're easily influenced like a parrot. I mean, maybe you're not so intelligent. I mean, I don't know. Probably wants cracker, you know.
There's a question I have. What language do parrots speak? I mean, what is their accent? If you're in England and you're teaching a parrot to speak, is the parrot going to have that?
It's imitating sound. It's not like it doesn't speak a language. It's imitating your sound.
Okay, gotcha.
It's not communicating. It doesn't say, hey, Bob, how about throw me a freaking cigarette, dude? You know, the parrot is not like learning how to communicate with you. He's just imitating what he hears.
Yeah, but there are some pretty good jokes out there where a parrot kept going, oh, Ralph, harder, harder.
I actually watched a true-to-God, it's a documentary, where the damn bird said a few things during a murder that was happening there.
No way.
And they couldn't use it as huge evidence, but they said, oh, yeah, I could use it. Oh, and by the way, this bird said these couple things.
I love it.
Yeah, about some guy that was there that said he wasn't there.
Dale was here.
It was something really a little more actually kind of cryptic and creepy.
But like?
Like it's like something maybe right before a murder repeat or thing. It was pretty, and it was real. It was a true story. As well as documentaries. But anyway,
right.
If I ever see it again, I'll tell you.
Yeah, please do.
I've seen it twice. So it'll come around again. I watched so many of them. They loop around. I think the time has come to go to our patient caller.
Ta-da, yes.
And we shall go to caller number one, which is in area code 42310SC. 43.
Hi
guys, it's Luna.
Yeah, Luna, how are you?
Oh, it's unbearable down here today. It is so hot.
Oh, I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Yeah, I guess a big chunk of us are in heat waves.
Oh, yeah. Is it real humid, too?
Oh, yeah. The heat index right now is 101.
Oh, God.
Today, we didn't have the blasting heat, but the humidity was out of control.
Oh, really bad.
Even this morning, when I opened up the road to the dogs, and I'm like, Jesus, God, it's a sauna out there already at freaking 6 in the morning.
Now, next week.
Yeah, 6 o'clock this morning, we had bad thunderstorms roll through, woke my cats up, woke my kid up, everything.
I saw that on Facebook. That was pretty funny in the sense that you said, well, all the rest of you can get up because I'm going back to sleep.
Sometimes they don't like that and let you. It depends on the animals. But, yeah, go ahead.
All right, Luna, what's on the agenda for your reading this evening?
What's on your mind?
All right, well, my husband says he's coming home either next week or the week after. And I guess I just want to see what my reading says, how everything's going to go when he comes home, because we've been separated for the past month. So I just want to see how everything's going to go.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you talk to any military people that end up having these ordered separations, they can do a world of good, especially if the two of you have not been getting along well. So I'm going to look at that for you right now. And your husband told us you and he are coming to see us sometime.
I hope so. I hope so. We're trying to save up for like a beach trip. And, you know, it's been a while since I've been to Virginia Beach. It's probably been over 10 years now. And I've been wanting to go back and just see how everything's changed. So I hope so.
Oh, so you've been here before.
Yes, I have. The first time I came to Virginia Beach was back in 2003. It was right after Hurricane Isabel hit.
Oh, are you going to see lots of changes? Lots.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they leveled the place and built new everything.
Yeah. Now, bear in mind, we are at peak season right now. So, like, hotel rooms and stuff are outrageous. But
yeah, you just stay inland. You don't go on the beach.
We usually came in September when everything was on sale, and like toward October.
Yeah, you go in the fall, in the early winter.
Yes.
You can get nice suites for nothing.
And early September is when we get our hurricane.
That's when for Virginia, that month of September is when we really keep our eyes open. I mean, obviously hurricane season is from June to November. So yeah, for Virginia, our really area of interest is the whole month of September.
Okay, now to your cards. And it's very interesting that the Nine of Hearts is always the card we're looking for as the query determinator, we'll call it. That card indicates what the heart of the answer or the perception from your reading is. What it's saying here is, Luna, be real good idea for you and him before he comes home. Start talking about, well, the cards are saying boundaries. What past events are you two going to talk about or not talk about? And we got to remember, we women are like elephants. You will not dispute this.
No, they do have that memory.
We will remember stuff. I mean, I even once said to my late husband,
it's very selective.
You know what? I remember meeting you in 1996. You had that fish shirt on and white jeans, and you blah, blah, blah. And he was looking at me like, how in the world?
Yeah,
and I said, remember,
you guys
we're women.
Selective memory.
We have filing cabinets.
Yep, and you decide
brain.
What you want to remember.
But anyway, yes, in all seriousness, discuss that. And I have a very nice exercise if the two of you decide you might want to go this route. There's two different ways. This goes for everybody. If you have any kind of disputes or something that has separated you from a loved one and you'd like to go forward without the hashing and rehashing, you know, there comes a point where it's time to just let all that go. One way is, and these came from a credential therapist and I've passed them on, you go outside and take like a piece of chalk if you have a sidewalk. If you don't, use a piece of string, something to show, I don't know what you'd call it, like a place where you can step over into the future. And you'll stand on the we'll say the past side, the present. And you'll say, as we step over this, we are going to honor our boundaries and we are going to stop looking back. And then you take that step, what? And you go forward.
It would be great if humans weren't really humans. But none of them like to let go of the past. It's a weird thing to do.
Well, it's called starting over.
I mean, you got to at least try. But you notice that they have the hardest time, especially things that were painful and scarring.
Well, it is true. And if that's the case, go to a licensed therapist.
Or maybe that practice may take a long time. You may have to repeat that a lot, too, maybe.
And if there's been really bad stuff going on in your life, I would suggest going to, say, a thrift store, picking out a boy, say, like a boy Barbie and a girl Barbie, and going to a beach or in the woods, and you dig a little hole and you say, these are the prior, like Luna and husband, or Debbie and Daryl, or whatever it would be. And we are going to do that now. And we're going to leave to rest in peace. Then you bury them. And
I think it would be hilarious if some stranger was walking by and just saw you burying a male and a female doll in the woods. They would probably sit behind a tree and be like, I'm almost too afraid. I don't think I want to be seen. I might be buried next.
They might think it's a ritual or something.
I would watch, but I would try not to make any sound to be discovered because I would be a little creeped out.
But I'm just saying.
I like the symbolism.
So the cards are saying, please don't start back up where you two have contention between you. You've got to learn how to be able to discuss. Without arguing.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that, you know, it's really, and it's tough because it's all on your emotions and your brain.
It's one thing
that's like, I want this arm to be stronger. You know the exercise you can do to make that arm stronger.
But to
get over these emotions and things in your brain, that's the hardest thing on earth to deal with.
It is. But if you can practice.
Right. You have to put a lot more effort is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's easy to go to a gym and pump weights, but. To those things that are matters of the heart and stuff like that, you really got to put 110% in on that.
You know, my kids used to say, but they're all boys, and there would be terrible times during a day, you know, when your kid is acting up or they think they're going to be smarty pants.
When the stress meter is pegged out.
Yeah, and I'm ready to say, you know what, you're going to be locked in that bedroom, and I don't care how many years go by. Yeah,
that's right. You're going to be grounded till the end of time.
They would look at me and say, can we start today over? This isn't going well. And we made that a family plan. Somebody asked to start the day over. You know, that's when the others say, good morning, Casey. Good morning, Zach. Good morning, Mom. And even if it was 7 o'clock at night, we were starting the day over. So, I think, yeah.
There are things if people, yeah, like you said, to help stuff like that.
Really,
they know these
yeah.
exercises that have worked. But if you find it and you commit to it, that's the hardest part of anything. Even like, hey, it's New Year's. I'm going to go to the gym. But if you don't commit to it, shit ain't going to happen.
Well, here. Also, I'm seeing in your cards, Luna, very surprisingly, the two of you are going to go on a nice trip. And, oh, it's going to be so pleasant and so filled with love. So,
love is
put that in your heart, yeah.
We have a planned trip for next month because next month is my son's birthday, and we're going to Virginia to see family and everything. So hopefully what it means.
It's going to be very good. Really good. Lots of love around this. Yep. And there's your son right there. I can't remember, Luna, in all the readings.
Mm.
Has there been talk about another child?
I've been wanting to have another baby, yeah.
Well, maybe something's going to happen real soon.
Drops the brown cow.
Yep, well, when people have been parted, there was a doctor down here that used to say, you know, when the Navy comes back from sea, the dangerous time to try not to get pregnant.
And that a lot depends on the woman's cycle, but right, in general, though, right.
So anyway, yes, there could be very possibly a pregnancy for you. So I'm glad to hear all that you've shared with us. I think it's really a good thing.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you will not be a stranger. You must continue to call in. I'm glad you weren't working tonight, so you're able to call in.
Yeah, I'm not working again until Friday because tomorrow's going to be even hotter.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know what you can do?
Yeah.
They say to put a like a wet scarf around your neck because it will help to cool you off.
You know what else helps to cool you off?
No.
Keep your ass indoors with really high-powered air conditioning. Screw the scarf.
Or go find the pool. Go find the nearest pool and just jump in.
Oh, yeah.
Water is great. Just watch out for – make sure you wear good sunscreen.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you all so much.
Okay,
awesome.
Honey.
Yeah, thank
take
you.
Take care.
Thank you for being patient.
Always good to hear from all you.
All right. And all right, thank you. Bye-bye.
I want to say hello to Tracy.
Yeah, and well, but I have some international hellos first because they get priority shout-out. All right, first of all, international shout-out to Allison.
Something. No.
Hello, Tracy.
Yes, Tracy. And, glad to have you with us. Can't remember, Tracy, if you're international
or... I think not, but you know what? Every time I think not, I think wrong. All right, you know what? We're close enough to the hump, hump, hump that will give that disclaimer again. This show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves. I shall put out that number because some people are driving and stuff, and they can't just stare at their phone, imagine that, without dying. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. You can call in by, you know, normal methods, or you can Skype in.
Or you could use the...
we haven't got to that yet there.
Thought we already did talk about it.
But I re-talk about it.
Okay.
Re-re-re.
Yes, sir.
Got to redo her. Get her done. Also, if you're a friend of Deborah Lee, but don't do it right now, you can Facebook Messenger us. You have to Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee, but don't do it till we ask because that thing just comes right on. There's no hold, no nothing.
Yeah, they need to add some features.
Yeah, but, you know, when you get free software, guess what? You can't say squatola.
Yeah, but the machine was not free.
Yeah, but that machine, it's the software that blows. Not the machine's cool. Great audio, great
video.
Oh, and
it has a fish lens on it.
It's got a wide-angle panoramic-type lens. I don't know why people are like a fisheye. I guess
and
that's
it makes,
nickname.
If
you're the only one in the picture, it'll kind of follow you a little bit, unless you go running across the room. But it'll kind of keep you a little bit. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Alrighty then.
And Also, when those methods of communication are empty, we will turn to the folks that can only type in Facebook Live. So I'm going to throw open the door to the first two. First phone call or first Facebook messenger to Deborah Lee. You shall be next. And there's a 20-second delay. So, oh, Tracy's from Canada, another international.
Oh, yeah. Another...
We've had like 90% of the people here so far have been international.
We look at the graph where it shows people that
the ones
called
that are
in,
blog talking, yeah,
you know, or listening.
Facebook Live doesn't have cool stats. We're blog talking. Yeah. We see that stat on, but you know, hey, it is what it is, right?
I think you have a scammer here, and I think that
they didn't say nothing but one word, so I don't punt anybody out for one word. Do you think that's who you think it is?
Yeah.
But if they don't do anything, do I have a right to?
We'll see. Keep an eye on it.
If there's anything. Everybody gets a little leeway. Some people just come in and want to be a little comedic, but they don't get out of control and get, you know, funny. And it's like, okay, have a little fun. I can laugh. Ha, ha, ha. You know, but laws that are getting crazy. All right. Now we're going to open the floor wide open to anything. The first phone call, the first messenger, or the first person to type their actual question in Facebook Live, the ones that are viewing. We will take them first. We shall do so now. And there's a 20-second delay. So let's see. Luna is no longer listening. So I keep track of stuff down here. I don't want to skip anybody. Order is important. No cuts in line, man. I think they still say that.
Where? In school? Schools.
We don't even know anybody to ask. We could ask Casey, little Casey. That's what we should ask. Cuts. Oh, Tracy. Tracy from the Great White North wants to know, can you tell anything on my spiritual path? Okay. And if you can, while she's doing the cards, elaborate a little bit. It'll help you reading. It's kind of general right now.
Like, what do you feel about your spiritual path?
Exactly. Is there something you're sensing, something you're longing for? Is there some influences that you would like to wonder if they're there? Let us know. That'll help. That goes for anybody that gives us these general readings, unless we've been reading for you for like 3 years straight. And we know everything about your life that you've told us, you know. All right. Facebook Live folks can still call in. You'll go on hold, so you want to interrupt this reading. Messenger folks, do not messenger now because we are in the middle of a reading. And I actually have a little copy and paste thing for that. Where are you? There it is. All right. Yes, so, all right, Tracy, I will relay anything you type to Miss Deborah. Sorry, Marie, we are doing, she typed something into,
she could
stand by, you could be next. I'm not saving them, we're not doing that save thing. We haven't done that forever, because we all die from it. You didn't have anything? Oh, I'm sorry, I thought, I was looking away, and I thought all the cards were down. I turned around, I was like, oh, no, they're not down. So she's got nothing.
No, I've got mosquito bites.
I am working on connecting with my guides. Okay. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, you know what?
Spiritual
I
guides.
Have some really nice guided meditation that I could share with you. A couple of them, I think. I went to a metaphysical college some years ago.
It was a long time ago.
And the woman, she's like in charge of the whole academy. She made guided meditations that we are allowed to share, but never sell to
anybody. And that's fair. That is fair.
So
I have no
if you're interested, please.
You still have them?
Yeah. Oh, I got them all. Shoot me a message so that I can attach it and send it back. And that goes for everybody. Do you want to meet your guides?
Was it a link or is it actual audio files?
Oh, yeah, it's
an
audio file.
Okay, cool. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I learned something new every day.
Yeah, you download it and then you can listen to it. Oh, I've got them on every kind of thing. Healing the inner child. Oh, if you're in a business, how to attract customers, you know, metaphysically through meditation.
Is there one for how to pick up chicks on a Friday night?
Gee, I thought you wrote that one.
It depends on the flavor, though.
All right, back to Tracy, I believe. Is it Tracy?
It is indeed. Yeah. Tracy from Canada.
Did she write anything more?
I am working on connecting with my guides, remember?
Oh, that's right.
True that. Right. I mean, if all you see is general stuff, just throw up and let her know.
I believe right now I'm seeing two for you. and interesting enough. I'll try to keep it so we don't waste up a bunch
of time.
Sure,
we got a few viewers that might want to
There's
jump
a woman
into.
And there's two guys that I'm picking up on. The female, she often beside you when you're communicating, like on the phone. She likes to hear your voice. She likes to watch what you're doing. She hangs with and I'm not real good at picking up the names unless it's in meditation. And in meditation, you can actually see them. And it's amazing.
Yeah, people have slightly different experiences, but
yeah,
people do that really get deep into it, get the visual.
There's also a guy here, and he likes to hang out around you at home. And if you were on the phone with me or on the video machine here, I would ask you, do you have children? It'd be interesting to know because he's very partial to children, loves to be around them. Well, isn't that interesting?
23-second delay, she'll tell us.
Young children can actually communicate, you know, with the angels and spirits.
Because they don't have any preconceived
there's
anything.
No barriers.
They don't have
yeah.
any stereotype. This is there's no way this and they don't they think everything's possible at that age. Everything. You could tell them that
yeah.
the dogs can fly and they'd be like, oh cool.
Now
you know?
This is something that came up in my cards.
Three living, one on the other side.
Oh,
children.
Well, this guy here, he's young at heart in many ways. And like a child himself, but he does like to hang out with the kids and enjoys them, keeps an eye on them.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, cool. There's another one here, and I have the same one that came through in my meditation, and I want to share it with you. In the case that if you ask me for these meditations, you may see him. And I had to go to a high priestess of a Florida coven. She was a client of mine. And I asked her, I said, there's this guy. He's devastatingly handsome. He stands up to the side and all he does is stare at me. And she said, do not engage with him. She said, this is somebody that loved you dearly in another life, a previous lifetime. And you dissed him. And he never got over it, she said. And
the
rebuke, because I could see him like, I mean, he was a ways, but I could see him and he was very dark, handsome, big dark eyes, beard. And she said, if you engage with him, he wants to create havoc and unhappiness in your life to like get you back. And I thought, well, that doesn't seem very nice.
That doesn't sound like I want to go back to havoc and darkness.
Yeah. So you've got one, too. This
Unless
is
I'm Darth
somebody,
Vader.
This is a guy. It's like tall, dark, and handsome coming at you. And just don't look at him. Don't pay him no mind. But sometimes they will talk to you in meditation or when you are in a trance-like state. He's not looking for good either, but he should be able to get the message and move on. But like I was told, don't go near him, don't talk to him, just leave him be and don't look at him. So I want you to please come back and tell us if such a thing actually happens for you in, say, meditation. I had no trouble connecting with angels and with what were we doing? We're working on guides. Laura. Laura's here. Laura.
Yeah. I was just letting her know that.
Well, you got to hit me up for that earlier in the show.
That's what I was basically saying. There's timing that you can't predict either for that kind of.
She's asking about meditation. Nope. Or I'm not meditating.
Past life question.
In medium, like mediumship.
Yes.
Yeah.
And. That's on a case by case, but you got to be a lot of time left in the show because it takes a long time. We've done this.
It's like
before.
A movie.
It takes a long time to do this. There's a lot of back and forth communication, and it starts out really slow, so you have to do a whole series of them. But she can.
Read like movies.
She can, but it's like it's very you're peeling an onion as slow as humanly possible doing it. That's all. You're not going to, like, have one free reading tonight and your whole past life is going to be revealed.
No.
Nope.
No, it takes a lot of time.
It does indeed. All right. Well, thank you very much.
And we have?
We have a phone caller right now.
Is that Minnesota?
It is. 651 Minnesota, 651. You are the next caller.
Is that our Christiana?
Should be, could be.
It is Christiana, yes.
Well, what perfect timing.
It is indeed.
I know that you are in the field, too, of, all sorts of things. You're a highly talented, I wouldn't even know where to start. But you do past life readings, too, don't you?
I do psychic readings, yes. Past life, you said?
Yeah. A lot of people
don't do them too often, but I can.
You don't do them all
you,
the time.
You would
either.
Agree with me, wouldn't you, that they really are, it's like a strain. You're going back through time.
It's a lot of effort and time involved in it. It's
There's
no yes or no.
But I'll tell you, that was Laura. Come back earlier or ask your question earlier next time, and I will definitely look into this. I think we'll find a good story.
It's a timing thing, too. You have to be earlier in the show, but then we can't have a lot of callers or messenger folks as we give them priority.
It's true.
It is the way it is. Anybody on here on earth can arrange a private reading.
Excuse me. Somebody came, a woman came to my office here in Virginia Beach. Why are you making
fun? I didn't finish talking about arranging a private reading.
Yeah, okay.
You can go to the psychiclovedoctor.com and then you have her.
Yes, all to yourself.
Yeah, and it will prearrange it. So all you have her, she's not going to be spent. Her energy's going to be spent doing other readings, and she can give you flip, 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 and you can roll down that highway.
As I was going to mention.
And back to you, Deb.
So there was a woman that came to me, and she wanted to know what happened to two family members. Well, it was actually, the woman was a family member, like a sister to her woman's mother. And the other one was a guy that came from another family. And they were actually in Northern Virginia. And she said, we have traced and traced. We can't find what happened to them. And we were told, somehow they were told that the couple was no longer living. Well, I went back and did a meditation on her, and I'll get you with you in a minute, Christiana. I just wanted to mention.
She is on hold, not hold. She's live.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you all know that what I saw is the woman's mother's sister was having a backstreet relationship with the neighbor guy, and the woman was married. She even had children.
Oh, it was Jerry Springer.
Yeah, very much.
Yay!
And it was back in the time of wagon wheels and horses.
Oh, so Jerry Springer wouldn't have been that receptive to everybody doing that stuff.
Jerry, right.
People would hang them high.
Well, this couple, the woman and the man having the affair, they ran off together, cross-country. And I said, if you can find somebody out in California, trace them, because she had their names. And she got back to me. It was months later. But she got back to me and said that they did find them in a cemetery in California. How about that?
Okay.
From way long ago. So there were probably no records.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, okay, that's interesting, because out west, that was some weird stuff going around back in California.
Lots of weird stuff.
Well, a lot of stuff between Mexico and the United States over that territory. That's why it's all the names of the towns, unless they're brand new towns, are all Hispanic Mexican.
Yeah.
It's for a reason.
And who knows why they got killed or dead?
Who knows?
We don't know.
Who knows? There wasn't a lot of social media or a lot of great detectives back then.
I don't think there were any, Jim.
I know that's why I said that.
Yeah. All right. All right. All right. Christiana, tell us.
Right, we blew you off for a good five minutes.
Sorry. What brings you to the show?
I'm not sure if I've specifically asked this yet, but I'll just ask again anyways. I'm specifically wondering about my psychic business, if how you see that going within the next 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
And will I bring in more of a clientele?
Okay. And I'll put that to the cards right now.
And that's
you.
A good business question. And, 90% of the people here are not brand new, but a brand new person could see this show. It says Psychic Love Doctor Show, and they might say, I don't have a love question. I don't think I belong here. Yeah, that's, don't worry about that love thing. I mean, that is the most common question, because that's what people, you know, their emotions and their heart are always out
but
there.
But can also indicate love of career, family.
Can, we know where it came from, where you got that name. Right?
Exactly.
It was about love, like everybody thinks. I just want to remind everybody, any big picture, you can ask any question. That's all. I'm sorry. And your cards are going down, and glad you caught that. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not even sticky.
No.
So was that almost meant to be?
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to blow your mind.
Oh, stop.
There's always these, anytime anything happens, you can say, was that meant to be? You know, is that fate? And it can make you go nuts if you think about every single little thing that goes wrong. Is it meant to be? We just did there, didn't you?
Yeah, but then I have found that when it comes up like this at the end, I'm to pay attention to that.
Because otherwise, what would you do with that?
Well, I would have called it a misdeal. And
otherwise,
it would
still be in here.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Anyway, I'm distracted.
That's all right. You're probably asking questions that, you know, others are interested in.
Oh, man, I'm analyzing. Like, hey, why'd you let that slide?
Okay. Here it is. Christiana, you have to find ways to get the word out more. Like, you can run Facebook Live shows. They're free on Facebook.
And other social media platforms, or just platforms on the Internet, right? There's a lot of free platforms.
Yeah, and too bad Terry Sue isn't here with us tonight.
Terry Sue.
Because she runs a Friday, it's actually a meditation group.
Isn't during the, well, our time is during the day. Is it probably,
her
it's probably 3 early.
3 p.m. Eastern time.
So her is probably in the morning.
For
well,
Terry, yeah.
Yeah, in the UK, that would be what? Oh, no, I'm retarded. The other way around.
You've got to use a lot of creative ways to, see, now I lost my train of thought. You've got to find lots of different ways to advertise yourself.
I just got assaulted.
And one good way would be to write a blog with links in it. You can set up free websites. Instagram, Veronica swears by Instagram.
There's no such thing as too much social media.
There isn't.
It just takes the time. Your time. You have to put, it takes a lot of your time. That's
locally,
all.
Go to the shops. We did this cold calling. Just go to the shops and see if they would be interested in having you come in and have a reading table and share your
experience. Okay. They turned me down.
Well, what's cool nowadays is you guys did it back when now all these shops pretty much have a contact us and you could actually do it without having to travel down there.
Right.
It would save a lot of time.
Offer different services.
Yep.
Like
mutual.
That you would do, could do a party over the internet.
Yeah.
You know, like from Facebook. Well, Facebook Live is public. So you'd need to use, like, I guess, FaceTime.
You could use Zoom or something. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and there, your card list is saying to find all kinds of creative ways to further your business, give things away. You know, when you don't have money for an advertising budget, it doesn't hurt to offer people free, you know.
I've been doing a crystal ball reading lately.
So that's cool. And we could have you come on sometime as a special guest on one of our shows. And you could give Chris,
that'd be fun.
If you can do it under pressure, you know, this way.
And if we could plan in advance instead of in the last
120
minutes.
No, we'll get with you and set something up. I think, a week from Friday, I'll be in Texas. But I will be, what do you call it, like telecommuting from...
The internet keeps us all together, so she's not going to vanish. She's not going to drop off the face of the earth. Shows will still go on. Get a little different.
And I'll tell you, the more exposure you get, the closer you're going to get to finding a very loving husband. And I feel he's going to share in your work. The two of you could partner in what you do. You know, he's here, and he's going to really love you to death, and you are just so special in what you do. So take those tips from the cards. They say the more outreach you can do, like from outreach, and I pretty much consider travel, you know, to me also indicate traveling on the internet.
Yes, that's the thing, isn't it? Once upon a time, when you did these cards 30 plus years ago, a little bit different, that word travel, wasn't it?
Yeah, there really wasn't.
There wasn't any non-physical travel.
No, but you could find a nice little spot, say, over in the UK, or I'm trying to think of other countries that are real interested in this type of thing. And you could have airtime or just set up a little something that people could submit.
The UK is wonderful because nobody has to learn a different language.
Right.
That's the advantage to that, you know.
And they are more advanced than we are in metaphysical subjects.
Well, I mean, our country was born from them.
Well.
So.
Yeah, but then we got all religious, didn't we?
That came from. Well, let's not get into history now. We're having historical, philosophical debates.
I thought we wanted to have religious freedom.
That's where a lot of people came here was.
Yeah.
A lot of people came here because, hey, look, we can come over here and they're going to get a butt ton of land just to come over here, you know, and stuff like that.
And, Christiana, let me see what contacts I still have that I could send to you. Okay. And you could just, you know, drop them an email and see what happens. I'll tell you what. That's how I actually, AOL discovered me in their chat rooms. But other websites contacted them through their, like, contact us box.
Yeah, now it's everybody has one.
Yeah, and I got offers. And you don't get any pay, but it's free advertising. And another thing is, like, places like Self-Growth, you can write articles, and they will pay you for the people that click through to, say, like ads. They have ads where they make money off of things. And I received, like, $3,000 from them straight out of the blue. This was some time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, just brainstorm. The worst that can happen is they'll say, thank you, but no, sorry.
Bottom line is you're going to have to put a lot of time into it. That's the thing.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
A lot of time. You could spend a lot of hours and get frustrated because 9 out of 10 places you go to, you might not even hear back from and stuff like that, but you just have to keep on.
And unless you come into thousands of dollars that you can spend on advertising.
Yeah, that you don't need for life.
Right.
Bills and stuff, yeah.
I hope that helps, hon. I really do.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You know, and something. These cards can really help people that are, you're like a one-band show is, you know, one, I don't know how they put that. But you're running a small business.
Yeah, you're running like an independent small business. You're not part of a corporation or multiple business partners. There's nothing there to look at, Deb.
Oh, look at Laura said I would follow her.
Right, she did say that a long time ago.
So I hope that Christiana picks up on that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, Christiana, get followers. Hopefully you haven't left us yet.
No, she's listening still.
Okay.
She's not disconnected. And that's one thing I do not do. I started to do it, and two things would happen. I would disconnect people that still wanted to stay on and listen.
Yeah.
And things would jump around, and I'd disconnect a new caller. So I automatically put everybody back on mute.
We were just learning.
Yeah, I put everybody on mute, and they can hang up on their own, or they can sit through the whole time. It's up to them. All right. I think we're going to throw it out there real quick. We've got 6 minutes left. Somebody wants a reading. Call us. 515-602-9676. Messenger us. Deborah Lee on Facebook Messenger. Type in your question now. I can bump it up a few minutes. We're not going to like, you got half. Here's half your reading. And if you get a reading in now, we'll bump it up a little bit to make sure you get a complete free reading. I know Laura's still here. She was kind of interested in her half past life thing, and we definitely can't roll that.
Well, no, I need time.
Yeah, and you need time, and you need to have the right amount of energy and focus.
So earlier in the show is the best.
Earlier in the show, it's a catch-22. Earlier in the show is the best, but earlier in the show, a lot of times we have callers and stuff. But you just got to roll with it. Apparently we got another viewer that just came in. Let me look at the still Christiana. Messenger assigned. Laura, am I getting closer to my settlement?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Good. And I'm going to extend the show just to be safe, because you can't be giving her something like that and having the show just tell us to pound sand. So I'm extending the show just a wee bit. Which we can do every show except Monday.
Now, is this I'm trying to remember. If this settlement is pertaining to a very bad accident, if it's having to do, was it insurance?
Yeah, you're right. Because believe it or not, we've had quite a few of these.
Or we've also had people dealing with the government.
Yes, disabilities. And
yeah.
Some of them weren't even our government. Disabilities in other countries. So.
No, and one of them was some folks from Canada have asked questions.
Yep.
It seems you have kind of a really rigid system up there.
Insurance for a car accident.
Oh, that's right. And
she's from Canada. That's who we're talking about.
Yeah.
Remember, they asked some kind of... she talked to us. It was insurance that they say, here's your insurance that you're going to have, I think, in Canada. This is your insurance. It's not like here, I think, if I'm not mistaken, we don't get to pick from 1,000 insurance companies, but she'll tell us if I'm wrong. I remember this conversation.
It's walking like a tortoise.
Imagine that.
A tortoise all the way to you.
Yeah.
But I am seeing some movement.
However slight.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you're actually dealing with a governmental machine...
Or government control, or when I was said, you go to this, yeah, same thing as government.
Yeah, I mean, they love to say, I'm with the government, and I'm here to help you.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, yes.
That's it. I'm here to look out for the government. I mean, I'm here to help you. Yeah, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's moving, but... Let's hope it comes through sooner than later.
Remember, she said this is like super old.
God.
Forever old. And she laughed.
You know,
probably about all the things we said about
that. You know, I got to say one thing. I am really glad that as human beings coming from different cultures and different sexual orientation, that there's a lot of focus being put on this, you know. Latinos and Asians, and you've got the gay folks.
Focused on what?
Change is coming to all these factions. But when do we start working on the government?
Oh, I was wondering where you're going. Okay,
yeah,
that's
where I'm going.
I got you, Bob.
I know they know what I'm saying.
She spent 5 years about something.
Yeah, that's the accident.
Oh, I remember it was a long time ago.
That is insane.
That is... like an attorney ago as far as accident. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, just try to keep your chin up. Keep hoping. Use the law of attraction. Is it going to come in the mail? We'll put it this way. If it's going to come in the mail, every time you go to get your mail, say, I'm getting one day closer. One day it's going to be there.
Remember when you did that?
And it came.
But how many days did you do that for?
A lot.
And how many days did I dread your ass going outside to look in that mailbox? You would come in and start, I thought Satan was walking in. It depends on the mood you went out with.
It was taxes.
It depended on the mood she went out with. If she went out with a good mood, she'd come in like, nothing. If she went out with a bad mood, it'd be like, me and the dogs are getting the hell out of here. Her check wasn't there, even though I knew it wouldn't be.
Well, I mean, come on. It's the principle of
not
the mailed. Thing.
Yeah, it's the ICBC,
yep.
The only place they're allowed to get insurance. That's
gonna,
the one we talked about.
It's going to show up in your bank account and you go online, say, I'm going to see it here. It's going to come. Not I hope, not I wish. You know, those words, they get out there in the universe and it just mirrors them back. If you like to hope, you're going to get more hoping. If you like to, what was the other one, wish? Well, you can wish some more. So... just keep your faith. And it doesn't hurt to get on the horn, you know, get on the phone and say, hey, remember me?
Yeah, you know, they always use that analogy, the squeaky wheel.
Yeah.
Gets the grease, oil, or whatever the hell lubricant you're
Except
talking about. It could
done.
Be Vaseline nowadays. I don't know, you know, but graphite, silicone. But anyway.
It's too bad there isn't some kind of advocate that you could get on your behalf.
Yep.
To help you.
Yeah, but look how long, isn't this hilarious? look how frickin' long you've had battles with the IRS. And then somebody that was taking care of somebody said, oh, by the way, there's this taxpayer advocate website you can go to. Like, why in the flying goat shit did nobody else ever say this?
They had 2 levies a month on my income.
They could have settled your past problem if we had known about it.
They stole my stimulus.
I took everything, and they just, every time she paid the money,
it would go up.
She owed more because they could just, it was like, basically, the IRS is a loan shark. They're like, oh, you owe us money, huh? Hey, you better give us some money. We're taking your house, your kids, and we'll murder your dog.
You have
somebody. And then you give them some money.
Yeah. Well, I want to get to it before we end.
I already extended the show.
Yeah, I know.
And then you give them some money. It's like, oh, that's great, but now that bill's bigger, and it's bigger. It keeps getting bigger. You never actually catch up. You never do.
Mm-mm.
Okie dokie, let me check all the stats here first. Did no callers. Not allowed to. Only my lawyer can speak to them, so they're not even allowed to speak to them. So
well, then, drive your lawyer crazy, you know.
Yeah, Louise. Not our Louise, right?
No, I know her. Yeah, that's our Louise.
From the UK?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Holy guacamole.
Vouch for me, Louise. I do know you.
It's been so long, I start forgetting who's who anymore.
And then there was somebody new.
Well,
with a name I can't.
Just laugh. They laugh, Deb.
Yeah, it's something I said.
It was, okay, what do you want to do about that, Deb? Why are you leaning over instead of talking to
well,
the folks
sure.
that want live readings?
Well, you said you extended. Let's do
extend
them
it.
Both.
Let's go first phone call, first messenger to Deborah Lee, or the first typed question. The first, so you got to type fast.
That's not fair.
Louise,
what if they're a hunt
me?
And peck?
Then don't hunt and peck, learn to type on a damn keyboard. How long have keyboards been around now in the computer world? Well, when computers got real popular for people that weren't rich in the 90s. Remember, computers have been around since the 70s and 80s, but that was your rich buddies that had them. And they used to take that phone and put it in the little modem thing, the regular phone. Remember that they had to go, like, put it in that little machine? Yeah. Marie, you know what? Marie, she's first, and she deserves it. She's been typing this, but just been like
right.
one behind.
All right.
Marie from the UK. Will I meet my soulmate soon? Hey, there's the love question. The pure love question that we haven't quite had for a little while.
Now, we got to remember, there are many different types of soulmates.
True.
It's not necessarily romantically connected.
It could be the best buddy. It could be a long lost somebody just like a brother. It could be...
No, there's different ones than that. That could be somebody that comes along to inspire you. It could be somebody who comes along to challenge you and help you move forward in your life with discernment and determination.
But does the average person asking the question want to know about those?
No, I think she's asking about
love.
A lifelong partner.
Love.
Yeah.
So that means you might see the other ones, is what you're saying when you do the reading. Not the loved ones?
I would have an idea.
Okay. That's cool. All right. As the cards are flipping, I extended the show, obviously. Otherwise, you guys are like, what
yes,
the hell? Down.
This is Marie, right?
It is indeed.
Marie, yes, yes, yes. And it's beautiful. Yes. There is your future partner. I believe it's going to last till death do you part. And the Six of Hearts is the most beautiful card that you can ever have related to matters of the heart.
Is that what this little area is, matters
yeah,
of the heart?
The
okay.
Six of Hearts means an honorable courtship, and it's like a yellow brick road in front of you.
Make sure you follow it.
You will know that you know that you know the moment the two of you have met. It'll seem like you see in the movies where there's like, say, two women standing there and they're drinking something and a guy walks maybe through a party or whatever and the one says, that's the man I'm going to marry.
You know what guys usually say? They say, that's the one I'm going to have her legs around my shoulders tonight.
Dude, I don't know that people like you getting so graphic like that.
Dude, we're just trying to, got a guy's thing down on Friday.
I don't think we have any guys here.
I'm sorry.
Just be patient. Let it come to you. This isn't like going hunting for a party dress. You know, And definitely don't look for somebody in a pub, a bar, you know.
Can you ever actually hunt a soulmate? Probably not, right?
It comes to you.
Right.
It's
like
the
you can't
time
go out,
is right.
You can't go out to the soulmate woods and find one, right? They just,
and you can't order it on Amazon either.
Fate is totally there, and you
yeah.
can't just squat about it, right?
You know what? I feel that you need a shift in your, what would I call this? In your, I guess, perception about your life and your future, because I'm showing here a lot of grief, a lot of disappointment, and you want to try to turn that into faith and that you're grateful for the life you've got and, you know, and allow it to get better when that soulmate, well, we'll call it your soulmate, arrives, because that can also be a soulmate. Yes. And it's coming. It won't be long. Sometimes it's just waiting. I mean, the universe, the higher power, is sometimes just waiting for us to just click a little bit in the way that we look at something or feel about it. And with some hope in your heart, it's going to walk right up to you. But it comes when it comes in its own best way in time.
Yeah, it's like, so you, it's like what you were saying, there's not, you can't go to a soulmate hunting farm and go find a soulmate.
Nah, can't, I mean, you can go find contenders.
But it ain't going to be no soulmate, not the one that you are speaking of in your question.
No, like, and I'm not even sure you can find them at church. I think they just have to, you know, appear.
I don't think that doesn't matter where you go or what you talk to, and that's not going to, what do you,
I'm just going to tell them. Hey, honey.
I'm on?
I'm wrapping up the show. You can certainly come over.
My bad.
But don't come in yet, okay? Well, he didn't hear that part. But anyways, yes, you are going to meet your soulmate. In the meantime, as Veronica would say, be busy, you know, developing yourself. Find new skills and, you know,
yeah, you
stuff.
Still have to do life things.
Yeah.
You can't just say, I'm shutting down just for this one soulmate thing and that's all I'm going to do is wait for it. That's not going to work out for you.
No, and just have a hopeful heart, really. Do you honestly think God would take you this far and leave you? No. No.
And if he did, he wasn't leaving you. He was setting you up for the next phase of your life.
That's right.
Some people think, well, God just did this and dumped me here. It's like, well, that's probably getting you ready for something else that's coming up.
What are we going to do now? Because it's getting very close to leaving.
Well, I think
leaving.
The time has come. We already extended. I think we must
Everybody,
put a wrap on the show.
We'll probably be here tomorrow. We'll see. We don't usually often decide until later, you know, in the afternoon.
Right. The ones that are steady are Mondays.
Yeah.
Because that's news for the soul, so that's guaranteed. Fridays, pretty next.
Yeah.
And Saturdays have become the next steadiest one. Ever. The other one, you just don't know.
Well, I think it's pretty sure we'll be here tomorrow.
Wednesdays are the, after those are probably the fourth pretty sures. Remember, Wednesday used to be the real high on the
list.
Oh,
I know. You know what, though? I've got to confess, we just enjoy doing this. You know, and I think that's what everybody needs to look for in their work.
Yes.
Find something that you really love. You know, the money won't always be there, but the satisfaction will.
Marisa, she'll let you know when she meets
them. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, and they do get people that
hear
it's
from
been
people
so far
the
down
time.
The road, they have to remind you of the reading because it's been so long. And it could be a while, right?
Yes, and I'm going to tell, we don't have many with us. But
no,
before
we
go,
got a few here.
I want to start a very special little promotion. I've noticed on Blog Talk Radio, we have no comments. You know, and I would love it if anybody goes and puts a comment on one of the shows like tonight, tomorrow, Monday, whatever. I will keep track of you and I will get in touch with you for a mini reading face to face over the.
It's got to be pretty small.
Well, it's
right?
Not going to be a full, you know, full 30 minutes.
It's like a
but
free,
I'll
like
give
tonight,
you,
right? It's going to be like a reading like tonight.
Oh, it'll be a little longer.
With no distractions.
About 15 minutes.
I won't be there to distract her.
No, that's right.
I am a distractor, but that's why I'm here.
So, anyway, if you are interested in doing that for me, it would be my pleasure to meet with you privately. So, please do that for me. Well, we're going to... Oh, I don't think we
have
time.
Hang on one second. Let me tell you here. Well, we do, because, no. I don't know. I'm not saying anything.
The one who has just called in, we were just standing.
Yeah, we've already actually said our goodbyes to everybody.
Yeah, can
sorry.
You join us tomorrow?
Here we go, 216.
We'll be starting at 7,
they know how to find
7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah, we don't know who you are, we can assume, but yeah. If you're a Facebook folk, you know how to follow us on Facebook. And if you are a Blog Talk only, you know how to find us on Blog Talk.
And on Blog Talk, I just said that if you post the comment under the show, I will get in touch with you to be able to give you a reading in person. Not in person, but you know what I mean, one-on-one.
One-on-one.
Yes.
Not here amongst
the
chaos.
And you can always message me and tell me you did it so I can get with you that much sooner. So take care, everybody. We love you. And you know what? Dire Straits is going to take us out.